More now on the storm. Dozens of school districts across the region are either closed today or opening late because of our first winter weather. Closed schools include those in Worcester, Haverhill, and Methuen. You can see the entire list at WBUR.org. The National Weather Service says more than 10 inches of snow fell overnight in Dracut, West Townsend, and in Winchendon. 6 inches fell in Bellingham. There were 5 inches in Newton. The MBTA says all subway and commuter rail lines are operating on time this morning. And for a check on the roads, we're joined right now live by State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Good morning, Mr. Gulliver. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So let me ask you, first of all, about the overall condition of the roads. Give us the big picture.
So in most areas right now, pavement is in pretty good shape on the interstates. It's down to black and wet pavement. In most areas, the exception is out in the Berkshires, there's still some slush-covered roadways, and also in some areas in North Shore. And those are the two areas where the storm really blew out of here in the latest and is just now turning over to rain in some of those areas. Otherwise, though, the interstates are in pretty good shape. I would caution, and we still have speed limit restrictions on the turnpike because of this, that shoulders are still slush covered. And if you stray off the paved surface even a little bit, you could encounter some icy areas. Secondary roads are also just catching up now. I think those will be in good shape in the next couple of hours. And then, of course, local roads and some of the side roads are going to take a little bit while through the morning to really catch up.
Any way to tell at this moment how long the 40-mile-an-hour lowered speed limit on the Mass Pike will remain in effect? And what's your message to drivers this morning?
So I would guess the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit is going to remain into effect probably for the next hour or two, maybe a little bit longer if things don't improve significantly. But I would say at least for the next hour or so, we're going to keep that in place. As far as drivers go, the number one thing that we have to remind people on with these first storms of the season, you really need to clear your car off before you leave the driveway. That's one of the number one causes of extra snow getting onto the roadway. It's not good for the people behind you. We don't want to cause any unnecessary accidents because you didn't take the time to clear it off. And when you do get on the roadway, we really want you to pay attention to what's in front of you. Again, the interstates are going to be in pretty good shape, but I expect that those slush-covered shoulders could give you some problems if you're not paying attention. So really, keep your eye on the road.
All right, and how are you folks getting prepared for the second round of the storm that's expected to come tonight, which could drop anywhere between 1 and 5 inches in central and eastern Mass?
So we do have quite a bit of equipment available to us. We're going to be downsizing right now. So as this has tapered off, we're moving into cleanup mode. So we're bringing in some different pieces of equipment right now to push back shoulders and get ready for tonight's storm. We're going to give our guys a rest for a little while midday and then bring them back on as things ramp up again this afternoon. But we are keeping a really close eye on it. And certainly for anybody who does need to travel today, we really urge you to pay close attention to the forecast and plan ahead, because we expect it to be very slow going.
State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR this morning. Appreciate it. Good luck today.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob.